Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
And it's not about willpower. It's about real power. Because my will sometimes will and sometimes won't. But if I choose to will, He is working in my life, then the Holy Spirit kicks in and gives me the help that I need.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in this new sermon series, Mind Management. This is part two from that series. Let's go into the message today.
And here's what the devil loves to do. He loves to take two people that are in the same church who are on opposing parties and divide their friendships because they're offended about this or this. And I'm going to submit to you tonight that there is an overriding law in the Word of God that levels the offense and creates harmony inside. I'm going to show it to you if we can get there tonight. Let me just show you something. Let me just tell you real quick, just real quick. Follow this. Here's some signs of offense. This is how offense starts. And I'm just telling you, I pulled this from my files that I taught this church right here in 2008. I have not taught this since that time. Here are the signs. These are the steps of offense. How do I know I've got an offense? One, strained relationships. Secondly, resistance to authority. Counsel is rejected, help is ignored, all that kind of stuff. Resistance to authority. I don't have time to give you all the scriptures. Maybe I'll just put it out there on Facebook. Number three, detachment or drifting away from the church. I watched this happen. Somebody sat in my seat. Somebody said something against me. You said. You point your finger all day long, but let me just tell you something. I don't go to church because all my friends are here. If you're coming because you got friends here, that's secondary to your relationship with God. And let me just say something to you as your pastor here tonight. If I'm preaching the word of God to you, and that word at some point in your existence of being a person, an attendee, or a member of this church has helped you, delivered you, rescued you, saved you, set you free, a word is unlocked, a word has brought blessing to you, and it came through the mouth of this pastor to you, then you have an obligation to guard that, because whoever wants to speak against that is speaking against the word of the person and the prophet and the preacher or whoever it was that was preaching that brought deliverance to you. And it's not about me. This is all about the Word of God in this hour. Strained relationships, resistance to authority, detachment or drifting away from church, gradually slipping away. That's number three. Listen, let me just say this to you. Say this with me out loud. Don't mess with my Judas. You need a Judas to bring out what's hidden on the inside of you, and so do I. You don't know what's on the inside of you until a Judas comes along and betrays you up in your face. And now everything that's been on the inside, you were like this, hallelujah, Sunday. And now somebody's offended you, and suddenly every rotten apple that you've ever eaten in your life comes spewing out in one moment. Now you know what's on the inside of your heart. Ooh, we're going to have revival. Come on, we're not going to have revival. We're going to have Bible. Come on, somebody. Can I go a little deeper here? You need somebody sitting on the pew beside you. You need iron sharpens iron. Come on, somebody. How do you think those stones got smooth for David to hit that Goliath in his forehead after all? It wasn't because they started out jagged, but over a process of time and the water going over the top of them, that's the word of God, smoothing it out, it got to a place. If he got a jagged rock, the Bible says he got five smooth stones. If he'd have got a jagged rock and went like this, it'd probably gone pew, over there. But he got a smooth stone. Come on, somebody. Number four. After detachment and drifting away from the church, strongholds of vain imaginations come up. Perceptions. When an offense takes root, all of a sudden, all the unresolved issues that have ever been start coming out. And the devil makes sure that you remember it, don't he? Happened 150,000 years ago. There it is. Well, it comes out like this. I remember it just like it was. Yes, you do. And the devil will make sure that you do remember it like it was yesterday. Come on, shall we pray? Shall we? I'm going to need security as soon as this is over with here tonight. I'll have to teach on this whole thing at another time. But number five, it opens the doors for satanic harassment. This is what he's talking about. Whenever a person won't deal with it, how do I know I've got an offense? Because satanic harassment starts coming my way. Carrying a bitterness or an offense opens a door for satanic attack. I've just read it to you from Hebrews 12. Number six, there's only two more of these. Last one. What happens when I carry an offense? It dries up the river of the Holy Spirit flowing through my life. Because good and bitter and sweet can't come out of the same location. And the last one is an unhealthy conscience. What does that mean? When unresolved offenses are allowed to stay in the heart, the conscience, your will, your mind, your emotion gets weak, weakened. You don't want to hear the word of God anymore. Don't tell me the word of God. I know how I feel. Bless God, I know John wrote something in there, but I got Joey chapter 1, verse number 14. This is usually the way it comes out whenever somebody doesn't want to hear from it. I know what the Bible says, but whenever somebody says that, you're on dangerous territory, y'all. An unhealthy conscience. You're wounded and you're sick. Now, let me just tell you, if you don't deal with it, it's going to grow up. And what does it look like when it grows up? It looks like, have you got that picture? Is that in there? There it is. Look here. Jesus compared unforgiveness, offense, to a sycamine tree or a sycamore tree, all right? So write that down. So look at this right here. This is the root structure of a sycamore tree, mostly growing on the top, okay? The root structure, please look at it. There's no grass growing in those roots. It actually erodes the ground and takes over. And it is so interwoven that, but it is surface. But now, whenever 9/11 took place, at the Trinity Chapel that is right there next door to the 9/11, to the towers, this is a sycamore tree that was in that yard that was broke down when the towers fell. Now, if you remember, there was a Bible prophecy teacher that was teaching concerning this particular event of the sycamine tree in there, and it is in the Word of God, y'all, concerning this. I stood underneath, this is a picture, I stood underneath this particular sycamine tree or sycamore tree. You see the root structure up here, but look at the strong, this one was pulled out of the ground from that church that's right behind. I stood up underneath it, and there was room enough for another 6-foot guy up underneath this thing. They pulled it out, bronzed it, and now it's out there as a memorial just outside of that particular church. Now, let me run this down for you here. You got that? You see how deep that is? You see how strong that is? So you can't be messing around, because that came from a little tender root, little tender plant. That started as a seed. I'm holding on a minute because you're still looking at it. Pretty amazing how things can grow if you just allow it to stay there years and years and years and years. That's the reason why God says, Jesus says to us, and the Apostle Paul writing it to us from Hebrews, he said, you get that thing out of your life immediately. Don't allow that root of bitterness to get on the inside of you. So let me help you with this. Why did Jesus use the sycamine tree as the example, the illustration? He says to his disciples, if you've got faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to the sycamine tree, be plucked up from the roots. Now, get that picture. Plucked up from the roots and commanded to be cast into the sea. Well, here's some facts concerning sycamine trees. First of all, it was the wood used to build caskets in Jesus' day. Okay? This is the wood that was commonly used for caskets. So think of it in light of the bitterness, the resentment, the unforgiveness, and look where it goes, straight to a casket. What did that mean? Well, the sycamine tree grew quickly, just like unforgiveness. If you let it stay there, it will grow quickly. It doesn't take long for unforgiveness to get out of control. That's the reason why he says, while you're in the way with somebody, sit down, confront it, deal with it, get it over, get it out of your spirit, and go on for the glory of God. What about all this stuff? They'll know we're his disciples because we have love one for another, right? Thank you for those two amens. Taking over the place inside of it. Where does it take over? It takes over in this stronghold area right here. It grew quickly. The sycamine tree grew in difficult places. Unforgiveness always can grow in any environment. Unforgiveness grows in any environment, no matter the culture, no matter the society, no matter what's going on. Furthermore, it grew in dry conditions. It didn't need even any water. It had the ability to grow in dry condition. That's where unforgiveness and unbelief dwells, in dry places. That's the reason why this place needs to be saturated with the water of the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the reason why, for those of you that are not familiar with why we do things a certain way, you know, that's the reason why we sing, because what we sing before the word comes, because that water and the praise that's going up is making the ground open up so the seed of the word can get on the inside of you, and whatever spirit you carried in here, just like Saul, the Bible says when David started playing his harp, it drove the evil spirit from him. So when you start singing praise songs unto the Lord, whatever may be hanging on you has to go in the atmosphere of the spirit of praise. So in this dry condition, it's a parallel to the spiritual dry places. No fruit, no joy, no repentance, none of that. It was a very durable kind of tree, meaning unforgiveness will stay and stay and stay, and eventually it will take unforgiveness, bitterness, and offense will take joy in burying you. Are you hearing me? I came to tell you tonight, whatever it is that they did to you, whatever it is that was said, not only can Jesus forgive it, and if Jesus can't forgive it, then we're of all men most miserable. But you must forgive it and live your life. Because it was only a season. It's not the rest of your life. Did you hear what I said? All of us have been offended at some point or another, and all of us have tried to reconcile with family, friends, or church members, all that kind of stuff. And some people do not want to reconcile. They are more comfortable with holding on to their offense. And if they want to do that, that's up to them. But you get it out of you. Get it out of you. Get it out of you. And do it quickly.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.